Think back to the last time you were ill. And I don't mean a headache or a runny nose. I'm talking about something that didn't feel right and you didn't quite know why. What did you do? Did you ask a friend or a partner what they thought might be wrong with you? Did you go to see your doctor? Or, like an increasing number of people, did you search online for your symptoms? Which websites did you visit? Was one of them patient.info? Hi, I'm Andy Trotman, and I'm head of news at Microsoft UK. I recently spoke to the people behind patient.info, a website created by medical professionals focused on health. It's been around for about 20 years, with more than 100 million unique visitors in 2018 alone. The website's clinical director is Sarah Jarvis, MBE, a GP, GP trainer, and resident doctor for the Jeremy Vine show on BBC Radio 2. Sarah and chief executive Jason Keane are using Microsoft's cloud platform, Azure, because of its flexibility and security. Very important when you're dealing with medical data. Here's Sarah describing patient.info.
Patient.info is all about helping patients to make informed choices and putting them in control of their own health. It's been around for over 20 years. It's been entirely developed and indeed led at every stage by GPs. So we know what our patients want and need to know about. It's the UK's leading independent online resource for health and well-being content, and it's all clinically safe. Every word on that site has either been written or peer-reviewed, or in most cases, both written and peer-reviewed by practicing GPs up and down the UK, just like me.
Sarah and Jason's aim is to give people the power to manage their own health conditions. This will benefit the individual, as they don't have to take time out of their busy lives to visit their GP. But it will also benefit the NHS, which is facing unprecedented demand for its services from a population that's living longer. In 2017, the British Medical Association warned that the NHS was at breaking point. There are currently around 34,000 GPs in the UK, but a report by the King's Fund, Nuffield Trust and Health Foundation in March this year stated that, and I quote, "The shortfall in the number of GPs is so serious that it cannot be filled at all." Sarah has been a GP since 1990 and has seen firsthand the demand levels rise.
We know that we have a huge crisis in the number of GPs and in healthcare provision across the UK. We know that the Department of Health is moving a very long way towards trying to empower people to be in charge of their own conditions and to self-care. We know that up to one in three people rocking up to A&E does not need to be there, and about the same proportion in general practice. So we very much need to engage patients. We know that up to half of medications are not taken as they should be, and that's even more of an issue for patients who are taking what we call preventive medications. So much of the work we do these days is proactive. It's about keeping people healthy and stopping them from getting ill in the first place. That means that it's not remotely surprising, given that we're doing so much more for our patients and that they're getting older and that they have more long-term conditions, that GP workload has increased by about 50% in the last 10 to 12 years alone. Now, that means that something has to give. If the patients who need, rather than the patients who want but don't need healthcare, are going to be prioritised. So we have to help patients, to empower patients to self-manage if general practice is going to survive and be there when people need it.
It's crucial that when people are self-managing their condition, they have access to the best information from experts in the sector. Here's CEO Jason Keane.
You know, from a strategic level, yeah, the patient platform, its purpose is to put people in control of their healthcare. Right? And what we're trying to do is, you know, deliver two simple things, really. The objective is to empower people to make informed choices. So really that's about understanding the patient's needs through data and essentially delivering them great content so as they can manage themselves, self-care, preventative care, and patient.info is the source of all that great information. And then also delivering services, you know, getting patients to the services they need. So patient.info plays a critical role in not only being able to give people the ability to make informed choices because the content's written and peer-reviewed by GPs, but it makes the entire experience a very safe and secure one too.
The feedback from the public has been overwhelmingly positive. Their healthcare and wellness newsletter, which is emailed to 750,000 subscribers, is seeing twice the average open rate for an email at around 30%. One in four visitors to the website returns for further information from the hundreds of editorials written by professionals or the countless videos from experts. But it's not just the public using patient.info. GPs are too. About 60% of GP practices in the UK have the information on patient.info on their screen, helping them make the correct diagnosis. Here's Sarah again.
60% of the GPs in the country have access to all the depth, all that wonderful knowledge on patient.info that they can trust completely because it was written by their peers and has been peer-reviewed by their peers. They have access to it on their consulting screen while the patient is in the consultation. So I had used patient.info for 20 years before I became clinical director. It was such an invaluable part of my working life. During a consultation, I would bring up the leaflet with the patient. A patient would come in and they were complaining of chest pain and shortness of breath and dizziness. They were convinced they were dying. What can I do? Immediately bring up the page on panic attacks and go through it with them and say, look at these symptoms. You see those? Look what it says at the top. Panic attacks. But outside of consultations, we've got the patient professional leaflets, which GPs and indeed trainees, particularly trainees. I've been a GP trainer for 24 years. And at the beginning of their time, GP trainees are really nervous. So, as we heard, some trainers will say, I'm going to send you to patient.info to learn how to speak to patients. I get all my trainees to bring up information with the patient, go through it.
And it's having an impact in the waiting room, as well as the consultation room.
This is a service which allows GPs to be directed towards all the information that they need. Firstly, they have self-management and information. Secondly, they have bespoke videos. They have a symptom, there almost certainly will be a video answering in under 2 minutes what their question is. Do I need to see a GP about back pain? When do I need to worry about a headache? I've got a sore throat. Do I need antibiotics? I've got a toothache. What do I need to do? That's really useful for patients, but of course, because it's entirely written by GPs, it's also really useful for GPs. What we offer with our service is every step of the way, it is being explained to them why we have said that. Why, if you've answered no to all those red flag questions, we can safely direct you to this patient leaflet. It will tell you all about your harmless condition. It will explain to you how you can self-manage. They wanted to contact their GP, but nearly 2 in 5 of them ended up getting the information they needed.
And it makes people feel safe and secure in the knowledge that actually there's enough content here for me not to need an appointment. I can self-care, and it's giving people that empowerment to make informed choices and take care of themselves.
The leaflets that Sarah mentioned there are another feature of patient.info, with 850 focused on medicines. So when someone is given a medication by their GP, they can also obtain a leaflet that tells them everything about the pill, liquid, or otherwise. As with everything they do, these leaflets have also been written in plain English by healthcare professionals and checked by healthcare professionals.
Patient.info started over 20 years ago. A GP and his wife, who was also a GP. But the man was a little bit more technologically minded. Interestingly, his view was that in those days, of course, there was very little access to information on the internet, but GPs often had internet within their surgeries. So he started to develop this series of leaflets. And the idea was at the time that they were standalone leaflets telling the patient everything they needed to know about their condition. The GP could print out that leaflet and hand it to the patient to take away, because even then we were just beginning to understand that if you have a chronic condition, say type 2 diabetes, you get 3 hours a year with a healthcare professional and the entire rest of the time you're on your own. And given there are 168 hours just in a week, that's an awful lot of time. You need to be in control of your condition.
At patient.info, it's not just their condition people are in control of, it's their data too. When they use the service, any personal information is stored in Microsoft's secure cloud platform, Azure.
Absolutely, patients are always in control of their data. When I look at my patients, what they want to know is my information secure? And if it's shared with somebody, is that relevant? Is that appropriate? Yes, absolutely. Everything we do is about having the highest level of data security, of taking all the requirements of NHS Digital and then going above and beyond.
Jason agrees.
We work with Azure and Microsoft because we know all of the data is in a very safe and secure environment. You know, the best technology out there to be able to really make sure that all of that information is not only safe and secure, but meets UK law, EU law.
Azure is an open, flexible and enterprise-grade cloud platform that features more than 100 tools. There are 54 Azure regions in the world, more than any other cloud provider, and 95% of Fortune 500 businesses run on Microsoft's cloud. I asked Jason why Patient.info decided to join the growing list of Azure users.
There's the flexibility to scale patient services up and down on an on-demand basis, but also more importantly, patient data, right, is very, very, very important. And having confidence in Microsoft Azure's compliance that meets international industry-specific standards, but also UK residency law, is really, really important. The bit that is really, really driving our business. At the end of the day, platform and technology is around data. Right? The more we know about a user, the more personalized services we can deliver them. The only way you can really put a patient in control of their own healthcare is by understanding their digital DNA. So there's terms, big data, data warehousing, data lakes. Our platform, like all others, is built upon a data lake. And the ability to be able to use various instruments to be able to analyze that data to make informed decisions to empower the user is key. So we use Microsoft's Power BI. So as you know, we have 7.2 million people signed up using Patient Access. And our core goal, our mission, is to empower people to take control of their own healthcare. And the way you do that is by offering them more and more features. Each of those features generate data points. And by understanding those data points, we can then offer users more contextually relevant content.
Sarah agrees, but also believes Azure can indirectly offer huge benefits to patients in the community too.
I'm really glad you said that, because where I come from, I deal with patients across the entire age spectrum. We've got a lot of older patients. For them, simplicity is key. I know that when you go on to a data app or a set of services, which is national, it isn't powered by something like Power BI, then you're not targeting that local community. And that means several more clicks of the button. And I say, when I'm looking at some of these services, that you need a degree in patienthood in order to find the service you want. What we can do by using, whether it's geolocation or by mining that data lake, is we can ensure that we are making that the relevant, the most relevant information available to patients, so they don't have to scroll through hundreds of pages. And that means that no matter how technologically adept or otherwise they are, they can still get access to the care they need.
Microsoft is creating technology and services that either directly or indirectly benefit the healthcare sector, the dedicated people who work in it, and the patients they see every day. And even if those patients don't need to see a doctor or their GP and can self-manage their condition, Microsoft helps get the right information to them using its cloud platform. That's where Patient.info comes in, delivering an accurate online service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, I guess in the Patient.info world, the doctor will always see you now.